Clearly the student understands the law in this area, that is, the existence of director's duties and the remedies for breach of duty. However, the work strays into non-relevant areas, such as the means by which such duties, when breached, can be enforced by the company. It also fails to apply the relevant rules to the facts in any meaningful or prolonged way. Although some attempt at summarising key cases has been made, this is far too infrequent. However, to the student's credit, the work is well structured and well written. In the main, it contains well-supported statements of law, although the referencing is not complete.